Chris Helmgren is the Emergency Services Manager for Sonoma County. Now that we've just seen a fresh earthquake, what's the most important thing people should be doing just to be on the safe side should another one come around sometime soon?
Well, hopefully everyone knows that during the earthquake, you want to duck cover and hold on. Don't try to run. Don't try to go anywhere else. Stay where you are. Get under something. Hold on. That's the most important thing. And after the shaking stops, you need to do a quick assessment and determine whether or not the facility that you're in is safe to remain, if there's any damages, fire, gas leaks, anything like that.
What do you need to do to make sure that any preparations you might have undertaken some time back are still current and going to be useful to you?
Well, as the clocks change with daylight savings time, we recommend that everybody take a fresh look at any disaster preparedness supplies or kits that they have. Refill the water, change the batteries out, take stock of what's in there to make sure that everything is accessible and in good condition. So every 6 months, if you take stock of what you have, that's a good thing to do.
What's the most single vital thing? Water?
Water is very important. Obviously, drinking water is critical, but you do have access to water in your house that can be used in an emergency. Normally, people have water in their water heaters. There's also water in the toilet in the back. So there is water available even if you haven't stockpiled the water. But if you have a water service, it's good to have a little on hand and rotate out of that stock. We recommend 1 gallon of water per person per day, and that's a minimum just for drinking. For anything more, for washing, swimming pools can work for that, jacuzzis. The first thing I did after the earthquake, the power was on and the water still went, so I filled up the bathtub. I just added 50 gallons to my water supply by doing that. So water is certainly key. The other thing that's key is people get very concerned about anybody that's not near them. And so we highly recommend that everyone develop an emergency communications plan in order to make sure that they can get in contact with those loved ones. And if the phone system is not available, to have an out-of-area contact that they can call in order to let them know that they're okay.
These days, is texting preferable to actually calling?
Fortunately, in this Napa quake, we didn't have circumstances where the phone network went down. However, although the cell system was working, it certainly was in overload mode. So, yeah, if you can't call, then the next best thing is trying to text.
What about updating, checking food, medical supplies?
Again, at the six-month time, when the time change occurs, that's when we recommended swapping out the food and any medicines. Some people's medicines may not have that long of a shelf life. You may want to think of another way to do that. Some people store their medicines in their car, but then temperature's an issue. So it depends on the individual circumstance for each person and what type of medicine they're taking.
Do you need to think differently if you're in an area that is prone to flooding as opposed to being prepared for an earthquake?
Well, flooding is slightly different because of the evacuation concern. I mean, an earthquake, we're not to the point yet where we know whether it's going to happen before. There's no prior warning. But with flooding, usually we know when the flooding is going to occur. So when you get the notice that potentially you could be in a flood, you have a pre-warning. So even if you haven't done preparedness kit before, you have time to get your stuff together and prepare and bring the stuff you need should you need to evacuate.
All good planning tips. And Chris, we appreciate your taking time to walk through them with us. Thanks so much.
No problem.